Well, one of the reasons why it's so controversial, actually, I'm actually going to touch on this a little bit on Sunday morning because I'm talking about spirit baptism Sunday morning. One of the reasons why it's so controversial is because certain denominations, and if you're from the Assemblies of God, please don't take offense at this. I love my brothers and sisters in the Assemblies, but the Assemblies of God and classical Pentecostals developed a doctrine which said that speaking in tongues is what they call the initial physical evidence of having been baptized in the Spirit, which means if you haven't spoken in tongues, you haven't been baptized in the Spirit. And I don't embrace that doctrine, and I'm going to talk about it on Sunday, but what it did was it created a two-level, two-tier approach to Christians. You had Christians who were the have-nots, who were born again, the Spirit dwelt in them, but they hadn't been Spirit baptized because they haven't spoken in tongues. And then there are those who have been baptized in the Spirit because they have spoken in tongues. And the Assemblies never intended this to be taken this way, but people just simply assumed, oh, so you're more spiritual than I am. You have this gift. You've been baptized in the Spirit, and I haven't. I'm sub-Christian. I'm inferior to you spiritually. And it created this two-tier haves and have-nots that, needless to say, did not set well with the evangelical world. And so in the minds of many, the gift of tongues became associated with the idea that those who have the gift are more loved of God, more highly favored, more spiritual, more mature, which is nonsense. It's just not true. It's not biblical at all. That's one reason why it was so controversial and still is. The other is because it's just a strange gift. I mean, you witness it. Also, it's controversial because it gets abused. Paul is very clear. If you don't have somebody to interpret in the corporate gathering, you do not speak in tongues in public. End of argument. It's just very clear. And that hasn't been heeded and obeyed by a lot of people. And so that creates controversy. So there are a lot of reasons why it has. And one of the reasons why people don't talk about it is because they really don't understand it and they haven't studied it line upon line like we're going to in 1 Corinthians 14. Yes. No. I believe that, well, I can't go into this now. I'll talk about that in 1 Corinthians 14. because I'm interceding on their behalf. I'm not there to communicate anything intelligible to them. My purpose for praying in tongues is to communicate to God on behalf of that individual. Now, if somebody did interpret, that'd be wonderful. I'd be fine, but I don't think that guideline that Paul sets forth in 1 Corinthians 14 for what happens in the corporate assembly was it would extend to a one-on-one time when I'm interceding and praying for an individual. I think it's entirely different purposes, entirely different settings. Yes.